around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
On to hour two we go today, folks. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 12th, 2025. And we are about to share a very different way to travel around the U.S. that I'd say most of you hearing my voice have no idea about.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this all week. All right, when we visit gardens, whether they're on extended travels or nearby day trips, those experiences are usually focused on public gardens, and there are many terrific public gardens around the United States. But what about private gardens? There are some real hidden gem private gardens around the U.S. that are actually open to the public on specific days each year. To share some specifics, we're headed back to the show hotline to begin this hour, too, Horatio Joyce, Director of Public Programs and Education with the Garden Conservancy, joins us.
Yes, he does. Horatio, thanks for spending some of your Saturday morning with us today. How are you?
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. So, listen, accessing private gardens is something I'm sure many people listening today, they're not aware of. I know, as Mary, you probably just heard her say, she has been talking all week about you joining us. You're not going to find a more passionate garden person out there than my wife. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm glad we were able to coordinate this.
I'm going to nominate our garden for the Garden Conservancy.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk later,
Horatio. We've been working on that, exactly. You know, dealing with a little Japanese bug issue right now. But, so before we get into some of the specific gardens, I want you to share what the Summer of Gardens across the U.S. program is, how old the program is, how many states it covers, kind of a general overview.
Sure. Yes. So we are, America's only national garden visiting program. So when someone visits a garden, they can be from New York visiting a garden in California. We've been around since 1995, the program. So we're in our 30th year this year. We're very excited about that. Over the years, 1.5 million people have participated in the program, 40,000 people every year. So it's we like to say it's America's best kept secret, but some people do know, and they're deriving a lot of pleasure from it. And we like to say it's driving America's passion for gardens, getting out there and seeing and talking to other gardeners.
This is all about you, man.
Yeah, I just think it's terrific. And I had no idea about this until our producers brought this to the table. So now it's
wonderful.
Not going to be a secret when all of our listeners are learning about it.
This is what we need.
Yeah, well, glad you're here. So listen, Robert and I are in the New York City area, so let's talk about some of these gardens. I want to start with Connecticut, because we know Connecticut pretty well, but Sleepy Cat Farm in Greenwich, where the show is heard, actually, so shout out to AM 1490 WGCH Radio. And then just about 30 minutes from Greenwich in Reading, Connecticut, I know Reading pretty well, a 28-acre sculpture garden, which I cannot believe I've never heard of. So talk about these two gardens.
Yeah, so Sleepy Cat Farm is a perennial favorite of the Open Days program. It's magnificent. It's very large. It's an unusual property, and then it's a conglomeration of several houses and gardens that were bought up by the owner over time. And he has an incredible staff, and he, his staff, and his landscape architect have truly created a work of art. And it's been, just a favorite of our program for a number of years. And that's right. That's in Greenwich, Connecticut. What was the other garden?
So the not too far in Reading, Connecticut, the sculpture garden, which I have notes here that says it's 28 acres.
That's right. Yeah. And in situ, this is a great garden.
That's it.
This is, we like to think at the Garden Conservancy, we really do believe that gardens are works of art. And because of that, they often go very well. They're paired very well with works of art. And this is a garden that is a great example of that, in that they have some really top-notch sculpture. So you're walking around the garden, if you're a horticultural person, you're seeing great plants, but you're also seeing them paired with great works of art.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Rudy, where do you want to go with Horatio?
Well, Horatio, let's go to Denver. We're heard there on AM 710 KNUS Radio. And there you have something called, a member called Denver Dry Garden. I have a feeling that might involve cacti or relate to the climate and where the garden is.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's all of that. That's right. This is, it has great breezy grasses, perennials, succulents. It really is, it covers all of the ground. And we're very excited because we've now been in Colorado for a number of years, and it's a growing open days community in that area.
Where is it in there? Is it right downtown? No.
It's so the Denver Open Days takes place. There are some gardens in Denver proper, and then several in the surrounding areas, which is the case with quite a lot of our open days.
Interesting. So, all right, we'll go to looking over this America's 26th state. That's Michigan, Grosse Pointe, right outside of Detroit, where the show is heard on AM 1400 and FM 92.7 WDTK radio. So there's a 100-year-old arts and crafts house, another thing, Mary, and the gardens there. Horatio, can you talk about, you know, what visitors are going to find there?
Yeah, so I should say that the Detroit Open Day was great. It was a little earlier this season I attended, but we will be back in Detroit next year. And some of the gardens that open for us, such as the garden that you've mentioned, will probably, I hope, open for us again. But that garden was particularly fabulous. It was rather large, had a series of rooms, and was in this sort of earlier 20th century style of American gardening. So think of sort of cottagey, dense plantings, lots to see, really, really richly
planted.
So
do you have with the Garden Conservancy some type of criteria that you look for that these all gardens or locations have to match or meet up with?
Really good question. I like to say, so we are really inclusive. First of all, we open a whole range of gardens from, you know, quarter acre or smaller gardens, sometimes really sort of fingerprint gardens in the middle of cities to estate gardens. We cover the whole gamut of gardens. And so really the criteria I look for is a garden has to say something. Going back to this idea, the garden is a work of art. We really want this work of art to say something. It can be in a very different style to the garden next door, but as long as it has a message for the visitor, we are usually very happy to accept it into the program.
So, Horatio, for folks listening right now who want to see the list of gardens that have open days left in August and September, do you run through, walk us through how they find out where the gardens are? I believe it's through your website, gardenconservancy.org.
That's right. So gardenconservancy.org/open days, and you should be able to very quickly navigate your way to gardens that are available for registration right now.
And
that's right.
And
that takes us. That there is a cost. It is $10 for the general public. But if you join the Garden Conservancy, it's 50% less, so it's just $5.
Wow.
That right now is a bargain.
Yeah.
Well, Horatio, unfortunately, we're going to hit a hard break in basically 40 seconds, so I'm going to say thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And, folks, gardenconservancy.org/open days. I think it's a hyphen there, open days. You can go there, but gardenconservancy.org. So have a great day. Thanks very much, Horatio.
Thank you, Horatio.
All right, folks, we are going to pause for a quick timeout right now. We're going to play some important sponsor messages. When we return in 3 minutes, the personal connection is coming your way. Scott Eddy is next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's CAREY, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Summer is time to be out enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown with the one accessory that makes this season even better. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Whether in the gym or enjoying the great outdoors, we love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands. So right now, get 15% off Raycon's best-selling Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you're a yo-yo dieter, reminder, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we make the transition from private gardens open to the public, here we go now with today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands and with over 200 resorts waiting to be at the center of your travels, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences featuring spacious, upscale accommodations, all with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Whether it was the Las Palmeras Resort in Orlando, where we were in May, or the Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air Resort in Virginia Beach in June, the locations for our most recent big Let's Go America tour events, wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, our guest for today's personal connection is easily defined as a road warrior. He's experienced over 100 cruises, 86 countries, and averages about 50 to 75 flights per year. Travel and hospitality expert Scott Eddy was living the digital nomad life long before it entered the conversation like it has in today's world. He lives in hotels and on cruise ships while running his global digital marketing company, and he's here now on our show hotline.
Well, I guess the question should be, where is here?
Yes.
Scott, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Where are we finding you today?
Today, I am in Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Well, beautiful. We've been down there twice this year.
Yeah, one of our favorite cities.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So enjoy. If you get a little South Beach, enjoy for sure. Well, listen, we're going to jump right into this because, you know, like most entrepreneurs, Scott, you've had a pretty nonlinear path to your current successes in the world of travel. We're told you originally thought you were going to be a police officer. Certainly, that would be giving back, no question about it. But a family tragedy altered that. Can you share a little bit about what happened and, you know, how that really was the beginning of a new journey for you, both literally and figuratively?
Yeah, so I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. My dad was a Michigan State Trooper for 11 years. Then we moved to Fort Lauderdale when I was three. He was a Fort Lauderdale cop for 11 years. So my life was very blue growing up. I spent a lot of time in the police station, a lot of time in police cars, just going on ride-alongs and whatnot. So my path was finish high school, graduate, join the police academy, get married, have the 2.5 kids, retire and die. Like, my entire life was mapped out. And I had a date to join the police academy, and 3 weeks before I graduated high school, my father was killed in the line of duty in a plane crash, and it turned everything upside down. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I wanted to do. That moment shattered my path, so I had to rebuild a new one. One that led me around the world and ultimately into hospitality. I never went to college. I wasn't a great student, but I was always a good people person because that's the one thing my dad instilled in me. And that's the thread that stayed consistent today, connecting with people across social, in hotels, whatever. Travel really gave me an identity when I lost mine.
Now, Scott, I'm sorry to hear that, but you really have made quite a life for yourself. I'm sure your dad would be really proud. And I know you did have a stint on Wall Street for a while, but from what I know, you resigned from that position, and that's kind of when you got into travel. I'm curious to hear about the moment, because you could have picked so many industries, and here you are flying literally thousands and thousands of miles a year around the globe in travel. And like you said, you're connecting with people. But after Wall Street, what was it that got you into travel?
So I didn't find travel. Travel sort of found me. The guy who was sitting next to me at my investment banking firm, his best friend was an expat who was working in Bangkok. and he grew up in South Florida as well. And every time he used to come home and come for a visit, we used to hang out and get drinks and dinner, and I was friends with his whole family. And he always used to tell me to come visit him, but I told him, listen, I work 90 hours a week. I can't take a 24-hour flight. So I resigned from the firm. They sold the firm, so I resigned. In January of 99, I bought a two-week ticket to go out and visit him, and I just fell in love with Thailand. After 4 days, I called my mother. I'm like, I'm never coming home. I never use my return ticket. And that was, as I said, early 1999. So I didn't do anything. I bounced around Asia, but my base was Bangkok for about 4 or 5 years. But then when social media came out, on a whim, I started a marketing agency, what turned into the first digital agency in Asia. Mm-hmm. And all my clients were hotels because that's when Southeast Asia was blowing up.
Yeah.
So that's actually how it all happened. Hmm.
Well, I love what you, because again, the travel, Mary and I, we won't get into that right now. We don't have the time, but I mean, travel found us. So we can certainly identify with that for sure. So, you know, Scott, we do have you today in our personal connection segment. We've already gotten a little personal with you, and thank you very much for sharing with the story that you've had, because again, very sorry on the loss of your dad, but, what Mary said, I echo. You know, I would enjoy hearing you expand on how important you think the travel is. And I'm asking this because there are a lot of people out there who they just don't want to travel. You know, I always say they don't know what they don't know about the scope of the travel world. You know, how would you try to convince them otherwise?
I mean, travel has changed my life so much. And for me, it's not about the destination. Yeah, the destinations are great. The foods are great. The cultures are great. I mean, it's about the people.
Amen.
And the people you meet along the way. And this is why I love hospitality so much. You know, it's just the people I meet are just, they're incredible. So in America, it's terrible because we have sort of a deepened culture that we stay internal in our bubble and we live with blinders on. And this is the reason only 52% of our country has passports. You know, it's a shame because the world has something to offer for everybody.
Well, I love what you're saying, Scott, because I'm going to say, you know, we know people that they're like, oh, that they don't care when they go to a hotel. It's just a place to put their head. No, it's not. All the people that are there, if you take some time and invest with them.
Same with the cruise ships
and so forth. It could be any aspect of travel. It could be the airline. It's the people part. And I'm really glad you said that because I'm sure you have so many friends and new connections that you have now that you wouldn't have had if it wasn't for travel.
Well, it's my whole life. Literally, I mean, I'm not friends with, I still talk to maybe 2 or 3 people that I went to high school with. And the only reason I would talk to them is just because we're very, very close and they're very active on social media. But if they weren't, it would be almost impossible for me to stay in contact with them.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I give seminars and workshops to hotels about their branding and the psychology of marketing and social media and things like that. And I always tell them, a hotel isn't just a bed. It's a place where people fall in love, reset their life, or get inspired to start over. And I've seen it. I've lived it. And now I tell these stories. What transformed me wasn't the destination. It was the feeling of being seen, valued, and welcomed by complete strangers in new places.
Yeah, we couldn't agree with you more.
Hospitality at its best.
We could not agree with you more on that.
So I want to expand on this a little bit. I know you definitely are close to the world of luxury travel, even ultra-luxury travel, and it's certainly evolved and changed over the years. And these are sectors that Robert and I also connect with. You know, since you work with a lot of major brands, can you just talk just in general about the evolution of the luxury sector of travel and what you believe are some of the expectations of today's guests?
Expectations are going through the roof, especially post-pandemic.
Yeah.
That's to put it short. But at the end of the day, ultra-luxury experience, the tippy top at the pyramid, it doesn't have to be, you know, gone are the days of gold-plated silverware and, you know, butlers wearing white gloves and this and that. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to do things that are out of the ordinary. You know, I know a banker who makes well over $1 million a month. He can buy and go wherever he wants, buy whatever he wants. Luxury to him is going to a hotel that's on the beach that has no Wi-Fi and is all he wants to do is walk around in flip-flops and puts his feet in the sand.
Just veg, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luxury means so much to so many different people.
Well, and for this gentleman, that is luxury right there, just to have time.
That sounds like a luxury that we could all get around.
So, really quick, something when you are on the road so much, because we only have about 35 seconds on this right now, what's one thing that you do to make, you know, wherever you're staying feel a little bit like home to you?
You know what's funny? I do all these little psychology tricks to make me feel like wherever I am is home. I don't buy travel size anything. Everything I have is full size, whether it's toothpaste, whether it's mouthwash, whatever it is. So, you know, it's just the little things that I do to trick me into believing that wherever I am is at home. It's for me, it's all about the psychology. How do you set yourself up when you wake up in the morning? First off, I have the same routine no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing.
Well, I think that's important to keep that. And listen,
it's so important.
Scott, and I do not want to cut you off, but unfortunately I'm going to have to because we got to go to a commercial break in a minute. So I want to give your social and I want to give your website to folks.
It's no problem.
Social media is just at Mr. Scott Eddy, Eddy. Website, very easy, MrScottEddy.com. So, Scott, we're going to have to continue this conversation at some point.
Yeah,
really enjoy connecting with you today. Best wishes on your travel adventures, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, take care, Scott. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, interesting.
Really interesting story. Nice guy. He's well known in the travel world, and I'd like to have him back sometime.
Yeah, I love the way that travel, what he's done with it, how he found him, and the impact that it's had.
And again, the people.
It's people and connections. That's what it's all about. So. Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to take a break so Bobby can run some sponsor messages and our local stations can update you during this bottom of the hour break. Next, it's The Right Stuff. In about 20 minutes, we'll bring in today's museum gallery. We're taking you to Oklahoma City.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the big show. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Have you heard of Caralluma? It's an edible cactus that grows in India, and it's a natural appetite suppressant. Caralluma is just one of the all-natural ingredients doctors added to a remarkable weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. If you have a bold summer weight loss goal but injections aren't for you, the doctors who formulated Lean shared with us that this supplement is as close as science has come to giving you all the benefits of those popular injections. Lean was created to help maintain healthy blood sugar and help control appetite and cravings. But the rare ingredients in Lean are also designed to help burn fat by converting fat into energy. And the best part? No needles. Just real results. Doctors created a healthier way to lose weight by capturing the power of natural ingredients like Caralluma. And it's just plain smart. So allow us to get you started with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com, as usual, by looking under sponsors. Well, long ago, I was told that nothing good happens after midnight. But our next guest has good news. There are tons of great adventures to be had when the sun goes down. Stephanie Vermillion is a travel journalist who writes for National Geographic, Vogue, Travel and Leisure, and other major publications. And she's just put together a gorgeous coffee table book with National Geographic titled 100 Nights of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Adventures After Dark. Stephanie, it's nice to have you back on the show. First, congratulations on curating such a beautiful book. Let's dive in and run down as many examples of great things that can happen some after midnight in our wide, wonderful world. Why don't you start with three or four of your favorite possibilities from your book?
Sure, and thanks for having me. And I will say, I think the best things happen after dark. And after these examples, I think you'll agree with me. So first experience that I love after dark is aurora hunting. Everyone has been talking about the Northern Lights lately because we're in the peak period of activity. And in the book, I highlight several ways to experience it. But my favorite, I would say, is Iceland hot spring hopping. So you can watch the Northern Lights when people think about being super cold beneath the lights, but you can actually watch them from a hot spring. And I think that's the best way to do it. So aurora hunting by hot spring is number one. Two, I would say, is stargazing in the Sahara Desert. Ooh. That is where I first fell in love with the night sky. I was there during college, and I've just never seen anything like that. And so the skies are so dark, the stars are mind-bending, and then the landscape is just out of this world. So you've got Sahara Desert stargazing. Next, I would say completely, you know, different spectrum is paddling by night in the Amazon rainforest. This is such a unique experience because so much of what you experience in the Amazon is actually with your ears, not with what you see, because the jungle is so dense. And so when you're paddling at night, you kind of hear the animal kingdom come to life. And because your eyesight isn't as great at night, you really are tuned in to what you're hearing. And so it's just another just mind-boggling experience and a great way to immerse yourself in the world.
I like that, going down the Amazon in the dark. And there's some things that aren't quite so exotic, like watching old films or favorite films at the Celebrity Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a cemetery in Los Angeles that had film nights, or also skiing under the lights in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Now, there, of course, they'll have lights, so you don't hit a too big a bump or whatever. But all those things can be done at night, and I don't think a lot of people know that.
Absolutely. I think, and one of my favorite things I love to tell people too is you can just step in your backyard and look up at the night sky. I've been doing a lot of that this summer, going out with my binoculars and just looking up at the sky to see what I can see. I think you don't have to travel far to experience the wonders of the world. And actually just walking around the block at night can show you your neighborhood in a totally different light.
But the beauty of some of the things you suggest, we're leaving aside ringing in New Year's when the ball drops at New York City's Times Square, the problem with so much of our, most of our people live in cities, and what's it called, light pollution is such a problem. Just from, you know, you can live 20 miles away from downtown New York City and the light's going to make it look like in your neighborhood there are no stars up in the sky. That's why I love some of your wildlife spotting on a night safari game drive in Tanzania. Have you done any of these?
Yes. Yeah, I did that one. That is just, you know, incredible because, again, you're hearing so much of the animal kingdom. When you're on safari or in the Amazon, like I mentioned, the animal kingdom is most active in the early morning, evening, and then after dark. And so when you go out on these night safaris, you're hearing, seeing wildlife that you would not see by day, and they're much more active. And so that makes it even more exhilarating.
Let me throw a couple more out. Searching for glowing mushrooms at night in the wilds of Australia. Where do these grow? Everywhere?
Yeah, they're in certain areas. And actually, I can't remember exactly where, but they have them in the U.S. I believe it's out on the in the Pacific Northwest. But they're these mushrooms, and they're in South Australia, that exhibit this, or that kind of like produce their own light, bioluminescence. And some of them are bright enough that they say that you can read the page of a book if you put a book up next to it. It's wild.
Oh, gosh. And then I'll just say one more. Snorkeling at night with manta rays off the coast of Kona, Hawaii. I mean, some people are afraid to go to the ocean because of big fish, and going at night probably might be a psychological burden for them to overcome.
Absolutely. But if you go with the right people, they really help you kind of understand the beauty of the night. They make sure you're safe. That's why I always, for most of the experiences in this book, recommend going with a guide, for one, safety, and then two, you just get to really understand the place, what you're seeing, and you just kind of get to relax a little bit and enjoy the world at night.
It's a wonderful book. The photos are National Geographic quality. Stephanie Vermillion's a travel journalist, writes for a number of magazines, including National Geographic, and the book is called 100 Nights of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Adventures After Dark. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know something, everyone? Two-minute deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by the team ready to help you at Sell My House Fast. Are you looking to sell your home, or maybe you got a second house somewhere and it's time to move on? If you're relocating, maybe you inherited a home you don't want, or you've got a tenant you really don't want. Maybe you're going through a divorce or behind on taxes and want to avoid foreclosure. Whatever the issue, if you want to get the cash out of your house now, this is your opportunity. For 25 years, this team has successfully sold new houses, old houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses at a fair price. And they close fast. Plus, there's no real estate agent involved, which means no added real estate commission. Sell My House Fast. We'll do all the repairs if necessary, all the cleaning, even clean out if that's needed. They have so many Google 5-star reviews because their offers are fair and the process is transparent. Call Sell My House Fast today at 800-734-0504. I'm going to repeat that twice. 800-734-0504. 800-734-0504. You'll find their information and phone number at armworldtravel.com, excuse me, by looking under sponsors. Well, how would you like to join the world's largest treasure hunt? That's the invitation you'll find on the homepage of geocaching.com/play. There are thousands of people playing geocaching right now around you. And to explain this, I'm delighted to welcome Brian Roth, the CEO and co-founder of Geocaching, back to the show. Brian, please explain geocaching.
Geocaching is a global treasure hunting game played by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people around the world. The basic concept is that people hide boxes, post the coordinates online, and then using the geocaching mobile app, you go out and you look for the boxes. So it's a fun activity for families with kids, retirees, travelers, etc. There's 3.3 million boxes hidden all over the world. Almost every place you go, you can find geocaches.
All right, now these are not boxes that are standard you have to buy at a store. You use any box you have. I guess you can use, I've seen bottles and anything that contain items. And I guess a person who has the, let's just call it a box, of something, hides it somewhere and puts out a clue. I found one online, which is balloon girl under the desk. Now that requires you to sort of think about what that might mean, right?
Exactly. So the boxes are different shapes and sizes. Some of them are easier to find. Some of them are harder to find. Often they will have a hint. So sometimes it'll be, you know, they'll say it's magnetic and you're standing, you know, the coordinates will bring you to a guardrail and maybe there's like a hide a key that's attached to the inside of the guardrail and inside is a little logbook where you sign your name or your handle and then put it back where you found it for the next person to find.
That's what you do in each case. Once you find it, you sign it and register your presence and put it back in. But sometimes they have little trinkets in there for you, don't they?
Exactly. So the larger cash containers will have trinkets and toys. And the rule is, or the guidelines is, if you're going to take something out, put something back in for the next person to find. So for families with kids, it's good to teach them about trading fair and, you know, don't take out the cool Matchbox car and put in something that's worthless. It's like, think about the kid that's going to find this cash next time. And, you know, it's this game of trading items, and some of them are trackable and they'll move around the world and you can see where they've gone. They're trackable game pieces, but it's basically boxes with some items, and every cash container has a logbook, and you know there's millions around the world and people are hiding and finding them every single day.
And in case you think it's only like, you know, in the city where you live, maybe it's only 20 or 40 or even 10 people doing it. I live in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I went online to geocaching and found that in the Twin Cities, there are right now 8,298 geocaches hidden somewhere all around the city I live in. Who knew? That's a whole lot of geocached stuff.
You bet. I think it's safe to say that most people walk past geocaches almost every day without even knowing it. So it's this little bit of a secret club, but once you realize you know, how they're hidden and where they're hidden, you will find that they are just about everywhere. And so oftentimes when people go to a new location they haven't been, like me, they will ask, I wonder if there's a geocache around here, and invariably there is.
And if you want some tips, go to YouTube and type in geocaching, and I found one where, let's see, what was it called? Something about, you know, five secret ways to, you know, up your game in geocaching. This puzzle geocache will drive you nuts, etc. So you'll find that in YouTube. Otherwise, go to the site that Brian Roth started. He is the CEO and co-founder of Geocaching, and that site is geocaching, that's C-A-C-H-I-N-G, all one word, geocaching.com/play. How long have you been doing this, Brian? We got 10 seconds left.
This is the 25th year of the activity of geocaching. So there are tens of thousands of geocaching events all over the world. Everybody's invited to attend and go out and play.
All right. If you like detective work, this is the game for you. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, over the past hour and 50 minutes, we've certainly covered so many different aspects of travel. And now, as Mary and I reconnect with you for today's museum gallery, well, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
Whether you're locking up before a big trip, maybe at night, or before you're off to work or running some errands, we all want to feel safe. And there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, including AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents looking over your place 24/7. By the way, it costs less than a dollar a day, okay? Go to simplysafe.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y. You'll save 50% as a show fan, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, for our J-Block on this July 12th, we're going to head to Oklahoma City, as this installment of the Museum Gallery will focus on the Oklahoma City Museum of Art. This is a leading art institution in our nation with a diverse collection, and the museum welcomes more than 100,000 visitors annually from all 50 states and 30 foreign countries. Waiting for us to share more is their CEO, Michael Anderson.
Hello, Michael. Thanks for being part of the big show today.
Oh, really happy to be here.
Well, appreciate having you with us today. You know, something I want our listeners to know about the Oklahoma City Museum of Art is you're located downtown within the Arts District there. You're not too far from the Civic Center Music Hall. So I'd love for you to go ahead, give everyone a brief overview of the span of your permanent collection, because it's strong in American art, but certainly you've got a good mix of European and Asian art there, too.
That's right. So we have about a 5,000-object collection, which means only a small percentage, 2 to 3% of that's on view, but it's a strong collection in American art from every period. Starts in the colonial period, runs through the present day, but then we also have very strong holdings in European art, in photography, and in glass in particular.
And there you go. And that's what I want to ask you, because Dale Chihuly, he alone is a reason to come visit. I'm sure many of our listeners know he's our iconic American glass artist, originally from Tacoma, Washington. You have one of the largest public collections of his glass in the world. How did that happen, and how big is this collection?
So you're right. We do have one of the largest public collections in the world. And it's kind of hard to number a glass collection because you have a number of different installations with pieces. But what I'll tell you is, so it occupies about 5,000-6,000 square feet at the museum. But beyond that, we have a 55-foot Chihuly Tower. And it dates back to 2002. So our current facility was built at that point around a historical movie theater, and we commissioned the Chihuly Tower as part of that opening of the new museum. So it's been here ever since. We actually built our facility around the Eleanor Blake Kirkpatrick Tower. And our inaugural exhibition was a Chihuly exhibition that was circa 2002, so many of his highlights from the 90s and early 2000s. And that exhibition proved to be so popular that our museum trustees fundraise, and we acquired that collection 2 years later. So in the last 20-plus years, we have had one of, if not the largest, public collection of Dale Chihuly art in the world. It really spans a number of different types of works. We have a Persian ceiling. We have reeds. We have seal pups, really anything that you would associate with Chihuly, and some more rare pieces like Jerusalem Cylinder. So it's a wonderful, wonderful collection.
That sounds terrific. And then just briefly touch on this theater that you mentioned, the Samuel Roberts Noble Theater. I think that makes your museum quite unique.
It does. So there's a 1947 movie palace here, the Center Theater, that had fallen into disrepair and disuse by the late 90s. And so when we built this new facility in 2002, the building was, again, kind of built around this movie theater. There were elements of it that were preserved, some different railings and some of the fancier touches of that historical movie palace. And so now we have a film program that shows films 4 days a week, Thursdays through Sundays.
That's interesting.
And we have a really adventurous, eclectic program of classics, of new art cinema. There are many, many cases where this is the only place in our region where you'll be able to see a certain title. So we're really proud.
Between the Chihuly art that's there, I know Mary loves that. We've done that in the past a couple times.
Yeah.
So that's a reason to come. I also know if folks are listening for photography, that's something else I know, Mary, that's a big thing that
Brett
you enjoy.
Brett Weston, photography,
Brett Weston,
yes.
Most people will know that name. Yeah. You've got a very large collection there. But looking at the clock right now, Michael, since we do have a national audience right now, if anybody might be coming to Oklahoma City, or if we have stations nearby and so forth, any traveling exhibits going on this summer, or maybe something coming this fall that you want to touch on for us?
Well, absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought up photography. We are doing a show, Discovering Ansel Adams, this summer that includes 124 works by Adams. It's from his own collection at the Center for Creative Photography, which he helped establish 50 years ago in Tucson. They're traveling masterpieces of his own collection, so it includes, you know, many of his most famous national park murals and photographs, but then also photographs he took as a 14-year-old on his first trip to Yosemite, and it includes artifacts like his light meter that he used on his various travels throughout the park system. So it tells really the story of his work, how he became who he was, how he became one of America's greatest photographers. photographers, and it includes a number of prints that, well, actually, all of the black and white prints in the exhibition he printed himself.
So many reasons to come visit. Michael, I want to give the website right now to folks so that they're listening right. Very easy, OKCMOA.com. OKCMOA.com for obviously the Oklahoma City Museum of Art.
Yeah, run, don't walk.
Exactly right. Michael, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mary, we know where a trip that you're headed to, Oklahoma City, so that's
sounds
a lot going
fantastic.
On. That sounds like a great museum to go experience, folks. We're going to have to leave it there for today. Another big show and another edition of this very popular program has come to an end. Until we're back next Saturday, July 19th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and all of our show sponsors. Thanks most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show, wherever you may be headed this week. Safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.